Hello, this is Carl Sabatino.
And hello, I'm Roland Smith.
And this is Smith Sabatino, and thank you all for listening. Good day and welcome to the broadcast. And Roland, as we move on, but all of that, let's see how we do.
Well, I want to know, in vivid detail, your Christmas dinner.
Well, it started with lasagna, as it always does. Excellent bottle of wine, by the way, a Chilean Merlot, which are from the Villa St. George, magnificent, I might add.
That was a plug, by the way.
Yeah, that was. I recommend Chilean Merlot, Argentinian Chilean Merlots and Malbecs to anyone. They're fabulous. It's just something about the vineyards. A pork roast, which was wonderful. Which just was cooked magnificently. I like kale, so kale was also served with the assortment of potato, which was mashed, and we had the what we call sliced potato. I like them cooked well. Those little sliced potatoes, just chop them up and just mix them up with some oil and cook
them. Now, did you participate in the preparation for this dinner?
Lasagna.
You made the lasagna?
I make the lasagna. Yes, I do, and I make it very well, I might add. I had some great cooks in my family.
If I ever get invited to your house, I might know that you made it.
It is
perfectly.
It's a treat. I do not make it. I do not make it like a lot of people do, with a lot of, as we say in Italian, giambrotte, a lot of stuffing, a lot of mixed meats and all that. No. It's done layered with your ricotta and your mozzarella, and it's wonderful, and that's how you do it.
You know, in my household, Carl, it's more traditional.
Yes.
I mean, ever since I was a kid, we had turkey at Thanksgiving and turkey at Christmas, and that was the only two times a year that you had turkey.
Yes,
but
normally
you know, we have the dressing and the green beans and the mashed potatoes and the gravy. Sometimes a giblet gravy, or for those who like that, cranberries, both the jelly as well as the berries.
Yes, the berries
that you cook with, you boil them with sugar.
Yes, and many people, they just think that's it. They don't particularly like the jelly as I
do. And then you got to have pumpkin pie and pecan pie and banana cream pie and, you know, all of that sort of stuff.
Well, as we've gotten old, it's all changed. I think I mentioned to you once before that my aunt, who was the cook of the family after my mom passed away early in life, she cooked a stuffed veal, to die for. Absolutely to die for. It was extraordinary. Long, this thing was cooked in this huge platter. And it was the meal. That was the meal. And it just was fabulous.
You know, I've always stayed away from veal because I didn't like the way veal were raised.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
And
I can understand that.
And that's just an affectation that I've carried over from
No, understandable.
Yeah.
Understandable. But we have our traditions, but it was all good. And it was wonderful. And it was a joyous Christmas.
Well, indeed. You know, I mean, there's some traditions all over the place, both for Christmas as well as New Year's, which we can get into, if you'd like, during this particular hour.
And we should do that. And we have some very interesting ones. I used to work the Dick Clark event at ABC for 6 years. I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Froze my took us off, but it was fun.
You were outside.
I was outside.
For New Year's,
It was fun. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Should also say, Carl, in this particular Smith Sabatino program, we will be doing some music.
Yes, we will.
Kind of for the season.
I think, and I like it because it takes us through this holiday period and carries us through.
And
music is the key.
I do want to add that we are not playing the music. We are not singing, but somebody else is, and we will be introducing.
We'll lose our audience in a heartbeat. I was told, we love you, but don't sing, Carl.
Well, I've heard you sing once or twice. And,
yes, I'm actually
and
on the air.
That was enough, actually.
And don't ever do that again.
No, it was okay. You were singing to your little one.
I was. I love you.
We're
not going to do that.
All right, good.
Okay. Well, let us continue on. Let us get into this broadcast as we enter into a new year. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. Smith Sabatino, America Weekend. We're back.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Have you ever walked into a room to get something and then completely forgot what it was?
I sure have. Zaldi Tan, director of a memory clinic in Boston, says it's probably because you were distracted on the way, or the item you wanted wasn't important enough to completely register in your brain.
Tan says the solution is to visualize what you want or need before you start walking into the room.
He also recommends linking items you want to remember with something familiar. For example, if you're heading into a room to grab a book, see yourself in your favorite chair reading it.
Make things more vivid in your mind to make them more memorable. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, planning a trip by air. Well, the skies may not be as friendly as we would like. In fact, some estimate that air travel for business can raise your stress level by about 41%. Here's the science of what to do about it. You got two chances out of five of getting a seat that either does not recline, is located in the middle between two very large people, or situated within smell distance of the lavatory. And to complicate matters, not every seat has a window, and that's just great if you're claustrophobic. What's the cheap psychological trick? To minimize air stress, you got to take control. Ask, does this seat recline? Is it near the bathroom? Does it have a window? You may end up with the middle seat, but you controlled for the other potential stressors. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.